You're listening to KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert. Last Thursday, Springfield Mayor Christine Lundberg delivered her 8th State of the City address since taking office in 2010. But she didn't end it there. Lundberg is taking a different tact with a mayor's annual address. She's taken her show on the road. Fresh from a speech over breakfast with the McKinsey Business Association, Christine Lundberg has graciously stopped by the KLCC studio for yet another of the scheduled stops on her Springfield State of the City tour. Mayor Lundberg, welcome to KLCC.
Thank you so much for having me.
So right off the bat, why did you decide to hit the bricks this year with your annual address about the city of Springfield?
When I think about State of the City, many times we get up and we give a speech. And this year I wanted to go out and actually talk to the community and get feedback, because that's really how we're going to make the changes and assess whether or not we're going in the right direction. So I've gotten great feedback from groups that I've talked to so far, and that's exactly what we needed to hear.
So you feel that there was a need to improve or enhance communication with the citizens of Springfield?
Folks have lots of questions about what we're planning or what we've done or what we might be doing. And it's very helpful to hear directly from the public. So it's and staff goes with me, so they get to hear from the public.
So how do you see the state of the city of Springfield?
What I want to talk about is kind of, okay, what did we get done in 2017 and where are we going for 2018? So I've broken it into several key areas. One is business and economic development. One is expanding our library services. One is creating affordable housing. Of course, transportation is always a big issue, and public safety.
What issues press hardest?
The area that I think I'm the most interested in is our economic development and business development, because that's key to the success of a community is whether or not you have economic development. You provide jobs, you give kids an opportunity to look at careers. And so our focus on economic development is important to the success of the community. Also, I want to make sure and mention that we are starting an 18-month public outreach to talk about our library. Our library is part of the original City Hall, which was originally a shopping mall. The library's been in there for a long time. It's not a 21st century library. It doesn't have the technology available. We can't do the programming that we need to do. So we're going to talk to the public. We already have a location for it. We have a design for it. I'm hoping that we can have a big enough conversation to talk about maybe it's a public-private partnership. It's not just that we put a library in. It'll have retail as part of the building, so we'll have income that comes in. And I think that's important for those that are not maybe as keen that we spend the money to build a library. But a library is so important to our growth, our ability to provide jobs, to do workforce development, and to provide the community with an information hub. So I'm very keen on working on the library, and over the next 18 months, we're going to be talking to everyone we can to see what they want in a library.
And what location are you speaking of?
The library is located across the street from City Hall, just to the west. So it would be on a block that we kind of will develop as somewhat of a city plaza. And we'll have that. We'll have City Hall and maybe some recreation opportunities all centralized right off of Main Street so that folks can come downtown again and experience yet one more reason to be in the downtown core.
The city has notoriously operated in the black. Is that the case in 2017?
Springfield has always operated in the black. We are extremely fiscally conservative, and we appreciate that we go about business in that way. But what we've been able to do this last year is to complete an urban growth boundary expansion. It's out the state now. We may have to do more work, but we completed the idea that Gateway has the opportunity to grow and give us more commercial industrial space. And also we did a spring Springfield look. So now we know exactly where we want to head in terms of economic development. So we're going to be working on property that is can be developed, but it's not ready to be developed. We want to support the existing businesses that we have, and we want to recruit from our target industries, such as tech, medical tech, craft food and beverage, which everyone loves, and manufacturing, particularly engineered wood manufacturing.
Shining accomplishments with regard to the state of the city.
I think that our work around economic development has been an important milestone. Also, the work we're doing in Glenwood, because a big piece of our economic development depends on the success of Glenwood. And no one can go through Glenwood now without seeing that Franklin Boulevard is under construction. So we put our money where our mouth is and are working on completing at least a portion of Franklin Boulevard, which makes it ready for a developer to come in and work on bringing development along that riverfront, for which that's where our engineered wood parking structure is due to be built and give it's someone an opportunity to partner with us to make that parking structure a reality and to take that those improvements on Franklin and make them a reality along the river.
You have mentioned housing and also homelessness. I wonder if you see those issues as one or two. Homelessness is compounded by a lack of affordable housing, and lack of affordable housing can lead to homelessness. With that, do you see these as separate or similar issues?
I always see the connectedness between all of our issues. So I look at affordable housing or even workforce housing. I look at it as a need in the community, but how do people afford to live? They afford to live by having a job that is capable of paying the bills, because too many folks work in a setting where their employment is not enough to allow them to stay in a living arrangement. So we need to have more housing that is at an income level that people can afford, and we call it workforce housing. So if we can work on growing the economy, getting better jobs, better paying jobs, giving people the opportunity to get into those jobs, whether it's through our schools and our career technical ed programs that then create the opportunity for kids who wouldn't have opportunities otherwise, but they can have a great family wage job. They can get into housing and stay into housing, become a homeowner at some point. So our housing strategy takes everything from emergency housing all the way to high-end housing to accommodate the growth that we need to see to give people an opportunity to be successful. So between education, job creation, family wage jobs, and housing opportunities, that's how we're looking at addressing the idea that the best way to deal with homelessness is to keep people in housing to begin with.
As mayor of Springfield with no control over government departments and only a tie-breaking vote on the city council, just as it is in Eugene, how do you plan to use your position to make good on the goals you set forth?
Well, if nothing else, the mayor basically has a bully pulpit. I'm using my bully pulpit to talk about where we are and where we need to go. So I will continue to do that. So whether or not I break tie votes, I always have the opportunity to speak and talk about what we're doing. And I wanted to bring up accessory dwelling units, because that is one of the focus areas for our housing, is allowing people to put a separate residence in their yard. So it might be in their front yard or it might be in their backyard, but it's another unit. And in other times, it's maybe called granny flats or something to that effect. But it provides people an opportunity to build another unit on their own property so that we're taking full advantage of all of our property, but we're also able to build small units that can accommodate someone that cannot, they don't need a big unit and it's an affordable unit. And so we're giving them breaks on it too, $5,000 to $6,000 in system development charge deferment. So people are encouraged to build these types of housing in the community. So between education, job creation, bringing businesses to town, and creating more opportunities for people to have good jobs, that's really the crux of our working with homeless population or keeping people in their housing.
So this may be the hardest question I ask you. In one word, what says Springfield 2018 to you?
Wins.
Wins, as opposed to losses.
We want wins.
Mayor Lundberg, thank you so much for joining us today. Now on to your next stop.
Yes, thank you so much.